Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
The Bible declares in the first verse of Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork." Yet, when Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev was promoting anti-religious propaganda among young people, he asked, "Why are you young people clinging to God? Here Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin flew into space and didn't see God." In 1963, another Russian cosmonaut, Valery Baikovsky, told reporters that no Soviet cosmonauts believed in God and had seen nothing in space to change their minds. But for the Christian, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 comes immediately to mind, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And John 1:18, "No one has seen God at any time." When we look for the wrong things in life, we miss what is actually there. And what is there in the universe, in fact, in all of creation, is evidence of God's presence, His creativity, and His glory. Psalm 19 extols the virtues of God's spoken and written word, but the psalmist introduces those verses by pointing out how God speaks through creation. "There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard," he says in verse 3. So clear and articulate is the voice of creation that Paul says those who deny the existence of God are actually without excuse. Don't marvel just at the glories of nature, my friend. Marvel at the glory of the one who created what you see. Learn to read about God through the words the heavens declare. Oh, I hope you'll stay tuned for an interesting broadcast today as we study Psalm 19 and see God everywhere we look. Stay tuned.
All the blessings of this earth that I enjoy from day to day are temporary things I'll leave behind. We are born into this world holding nothing in our hands, and I know when life is through, that's how I'll die. I'm not trusting in the riches of this world that fade away, My faith is only in the Son of God. With His promise of a resurrected life that never ends, I'll follow Him with peace inside my heart. In Jesus I have everything I need. His love and mercy money cannot buy. No matter what my life may bring, I'll always have a song to sing. In Jesus I have everything I need. With a debt of sin upon me, there's no price I could have paid to cover all the wrongs that I have done. But the Father in compassion through His grace sent down His only Son. With His blood upon the cross, Jesus died to set me free and willingly became my sacrifice. I'll use all of my tomorrows to praise His holy name and serve this precious Savior that I love. In Jesus I have everything I need. His love and mercy money cannot buy. No matter what my life may bring, I'll always have a song to sing. In Jesus I have everything I need. No matter what my life may bring, I'll always have a song to sing. In Jesus I have everything I need.
The Discovery Singers are right on target with that truth. Jesus, in fact, is everything I need. Lord, I praise You today for all that You mean to me. I thank You for all that You mean to our listening audience today. I believe there's a hunger and a thirst for You that is among us, and that we're tuned in today because we desire to know more about You and to draw closer to You. We thank You for this another Lord's Day that You have created and have given to us to enjoy and to spend in an atmosphere of fellowship with others and worship of Your holy name. We pray that You will bless and hallow this day. May it be a day that we sense Your nearness in such a special way. From the Sunday School Hour through the services that are conducted to each of the classes and special things that take place today, we pray that You will have the preeminence in all that is said and done. Undertake for the needs of our listeners this morning. You know their burdens. You know their sufferings. You know all that they are facing today and in the near future, and we just commit it to You. Thank You that You've been our help in the past. We're confident that You will be our help today, and we are sure that You will be there in all of our tomorrows. And Lord, we praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
My heart can be so troubled, trembling with fear. Eyes closed tight, expecting to overflow with tears. If I can manage to whisper the name above all names, suddenly I am at peace and things aren't quite the same. It happens every time I speak His name. Spirit calls within me. I feel Him ease the pain. It's a mystery, I agree. I never could explain. But it happens every time I speak His name.
that we seek comfort from everyone but Him. When hurts and failures leave us lonely and condemned, oh, for the sound of Jesus' name to soothe and gently mend. Let the broken hear the name that makes things new.
Thank you, Heritage of Penview Bible Institute, for that beautiful song today of such meaning. Every time I speak the name of Jesus, it does carry much meaning to me as well, just as you have sung. We look forward to having Penview with us next Sunday night. The choir and symphonic ensemble will be with us at 6 o'clock 1 week from this evening to come for their annual May visit. The first Sunday in May is always a visit from Penview Choir and Symphonic Ensemble. You don't want to miss it, so make plans now to attend. We're about to begin Sunday school this morning. I will be speaking in all of the main hour gatherings that we have today at 9:30 in the chapel, 10:30 in the main sanctuary, and again tonight at 6 o'clock in the main sanctuary. Other things happening throughout our campus this morning, Spanish worship at 10:30 in the chapel with Pastor Birch, and just a whole variety of things occurring today. If you can come and join us, we'd love to have you be a part of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church family and our worship opportunities and learning opportunities that happen throughout this Lord's Day. We're located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And you are welcome to be a part of this beautiful family of God that worship together here in this facility that God has so graciously allowed us to have and enjoy. We appreciate you joining the broadcast this morning. We hope that you will stay tuned for the remainder of it. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. Let us know you're there. Let us know what you appreciate about what you hear and experience, and any ways that we can improve or other things you would love to hear about on our broadcast. I'm always eager for ideas. We love and appreciate you. We're trusting God for a special nearness to each of our shut-ins, those who aren't able to get out to our services. We're so thankful for the availability of live stream, and many watch us online in that way. You can connect to our live stream at LebanonGMC.com, which is our website. We're also on YouTube with a channel there, and on Facebook, which our website directs you to that. So don't hesitate to connect, and we trust you have a blessed Lord's Day today.
Plenty of room in the family, room for the young and the old. Plenty of happiness, plenty of love, plenty of room in the fold. The young and the old. Plenty of happiness, plenty of love, plenty of room in the fold.
Plenty of food on the table, no need to economize there. You You know there's all you can hold, and more besides, and the storehouse will never be bare.
Plenty of room in the family, room for the young and the old. Plenty of happiness, plenty of love, plenty of room in the fold.
Well, if you're lonely and looking for friendship, and you're lost but you want to be found, well, there's plenty of room in the family of God, and plenty of love to go round.
Plenty of room in the family, room for the young and the old. Plenty of happiness, plenty of love, plenty of room in the fold. Plenty of room in the family, plenty of happiness, plenty of love, plenty of room in the fold. Plenty of happiness, plenty of love, plenty of room in the
Yes, thank you, Heritage Singers. There is plenty of room in the family. That's why we invite you. And it's all possible because, as Psalm 19 states, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the law of the Lord is perfect. This psalm, Psalm 19, contains both deep theology and poetic beauty. In this psalm, David's steps of meditation take him from creation through God's Word, through David's own sinfulness, to salvation. As God reveals himself through nature, we learn about his power and our finiteness, our limited power. As God reveals himself through Scripture, we learn about his holiness and our need, our desperate need of holiness. As God reveals himself through daily experiences, we learn about his gracious forgiveness and our salvation. An outstanding philosopher once said that two things amazed him, the starry sky above and the moral law within. This is exactly what Psalm 19 is all about, seeing God in his handiwork, especially in the marvels of the heavens, and seeing him in his law, the basic principles of morality which are taught in his word. So think with me, first of all, of God's wonderful world. In Psalm 19, verses 1 to 6, I think we see this brought out. The writers of Scripture nowhere tried to prove the existence of God. They took it for granted that only one who was morally deficient, the true meaning of fool, would say in his heart, "There is no God," as Psalm 14 and 1 points out to us. When the psalmist looked at the result of the Creator's activity, he saw an argument that the most skilled debater could not refute. A non-Christian philosopher once advised his students not to study astronomy because they could not make any practical use of it toward bettering the world. Well, he was absolutely wrong. To see the vast expanse of the universe and the severe limitations of our own being will certainly lessen our selfish conceits. This, then, will be of practical benefit, especially for those who have to live with us. The cultivation of a sense of wonder when we contemplate the starry universe will, in fact, fertilize the mind. What can confirm our monotheistic faith more than to realize the unity and regularity of action in the heavenly bodies? No wonder the poet could say, "In reason's ear they all rejoice and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, the hand that made us is divine." Well said, Joseph Addison. Modern translators eliminate the inserted "where" in verse number 3, thereby showing the true meaning that the great creation stands as a tabernacle for the sun. And in verses 5 and 6, it compares that sun to a macho man, fresh from his wedding night, going out with boldness and confidence to make his mark in the world. Well, praise God for the wonderful world that he has made, that we can go out with bold confidence and enjoy. Secondly, I notice God's wonderful word. In verses 7 to 11, I believe, here in Psalm 19 points that out. The preaching of his word gives sight. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." The preaching of his word gives sight. The entrance of his word gives light. Psalm 119, verse 30, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." The abiding of his word gives might. In 1 John 2 and 14, it says, "I've written unto you, fathers, because you've known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one." Well, thank God for the power that he gives us. The abiding of his word gives might. The obeying of his word gives rest. Hebrews 4 and 9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." To most of us, the word of God is the Bible. But to the Jews, it included all of God's revelation, whether recorded or not. The Torah was God's continued moral requirements. The psalmist stood amazed at the different ways God conveys his ethical demands, whether we call them laws, testimonies, statutes, commandments, or judgments. They all present the fact that the universe is structured in righteousness, and those who cooperate with the Almighty by living in harmony with his plan will be blessed with an abundant life. The poet uses such words as perfect, sure, right, pure, clean, true, and righteous in verses 7 through 9 of Psalm 19 here to describe God's revelation of himself and his law for us. So wondrous is its effect on human beings that its messages have the answer for all of our questions. They govern all of our ways, and they meet all of our needs. Truly, God's word is more to be desired than material gain. It is sweeter than any delicacy. It is to be completely trusted as a guide for our conscience, and it is a rewarder of those who follow it. It just gets better and better, my friend. Thirdly, I notice a fervent prayer. I might would call it a wonderful prayer, verses 12 to 14. Overwhelmed by the starry sky above and the moral law within, the psalmist cried out for help, realizing his finiteness and that he was prone to wonder. He pleaded for guidance in the moral struggle. We who live on this side of Calvary have a higher revelation. We know God in Jesus Christ and can find forgiveness in him. Hallelujah. Transformed by his grace, we can live in the strength he gives and find an even more abundant life than the psalmist ever could have envisioned. I say thank God for victory over sin. Psalm 19 is full of the glories of God. Yet we who know the final revelation of God in Jesus Christ see even more than this psalm teaches. He is indeed the true Word of God, which became a man and lived among us. The written Word, the Bible, brings us to the living Word, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. Thank God there is a Savior. Both are vital. We must not minimize either. Neither can we fail to recognize God when we see his works in the created world. God's wonderful world, God's wonderful word, and the psalmist's wonderful prayer. The whole creation praises God, for he it is who created all things. Everything that was made for his honor and for his praise. He is the one who hung the world on nothing. He is the God who reared the battlements on the hills against the sky, the one who hangs the pink curtain of the dawn in the east. He is the one who set the music in the throat of the nightingale to make beautiful the springtime. He is the one who sends the rain to wash the earth, to kiss the flowers, and to anoint the green things with freshness. He is the God who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He is the God who commanded, "Let the dry land appear," and he is the God who makes the green things burst through the sod and push into the sunlight, seeking his face, who is the God of heaven. We're seeing it everywhere right now in the spring season of the year. He is the Lord of all creation. There was one purpose in your coming into the world, my friend, and that was to glorify God. When He made you, He framed the foundation of bone. He fixed the joints and the marrow. He put the muscles there and gave you a brain to control the use of the muscles through the system of the nerves. He gave you power to think and eyes to see and lips to praise Him and the powers of the senses to contact the world around you. What a piece of work is man! How noble is reason! There is no greater evidence of the power and of the existence of God than your own mortal body. Above everything else, however, let us thank God that the one who spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets has spoken to us in these last days by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things. Is He speaking to you today? His world is wonderful. His word is wonderful, and you, as well as the psalmist, can offer a wonderful prayer. He deserves our fervent prayers and a life of full surrender. I trust you know Him today. I trust that you've experienced Him in a real and personal way, because God wants to be known. And thank God He is ever present and ever showing Himself real on behalf of His creation. And you, dear friend, can know Him in a very personal, real, and active way today. He comes into our life to make us a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. And what a glorious journey it is to walk with God. We're so happy you joined us today here on Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, located at 2127 Hill Street. Why don't you come and worship with us today?
We each could tell the story of how He's brought us here. He gave us hope and banished all our fears. And from our many differences, His love has made us one. This song we share has only just begun. All the
before the throne.
Our Lord will be the Son.